Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
All right, let's get into the vibes this morning. It's your morning cup of coffee with Moose and Breezy. What's up, guys? 585-252-9800.
Good morning.
Breeze?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where's our friends at?
Oh, they're pouring in both doors.
Yeah, right. The both doors. I love it.
I know.
It's like a Southwest flight.
Oh. Clear the exit rows. They're all coming in. Yeah, I mean, listen, everybody had a great couple of days off here. It was the longest weekend, in my opinion.
Wow, that doesn't usually take place. Usually goes by so quick.
I didn't think it did. I really didn't. But we have our friends here. Kayla's here. She said, "What a fun weekend! Lot of barbecues, lot of tubing. Oh, we love the tubing.
Huge tube energy.
Big tube energy." Who else is here? Liz is here. She says, "Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Feeling good this morning. 4-day work week. Can't complain about that." No, you cannot. No, you cannot.
No, we're all very excited about that.
And then what else? What else? What else? Oh, Jessica's here. She says, "Oh my God, you guys, Pride Game is in 2 weeks from today for the Rochester Red Wings. I'm so excited to keep being gay in September."
No one's going to tell you to stop, girl. You just keep being gay.
Just keep waving that rainbow flag. You know what I'm saying? Let it fly. Let it absolutely fly and soar. Good morning, Breezy Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in.
Sup, Amy?
My vibes are great. Getting ready to celebrate my husband's birthday coming up this weekend. Ooh, we know you're going to take it off the rails, Amy. We know you're going to show up and show out.
He's a good dude. What was his name?
Nate.
Nate!
It's your birthday.
Go, Nate.
Go, Nate. Go, Nate.
Go, Nathaniel.
Woo!
We love it. We love a good birthday.
We do.
Celebrate hard. We celebrate birthdays hard on this show. We really do.
That is true. My new light came in. I got a new ring light for when we shoot content on our phones. So.
See, I got one too. I brought it in and I'm trying to set it up with Breezy this morning. And there's always that one damn screw that they give it to you when it doesn't fit. I'm like, I don't understand it. Why?
I know.
Why did you send this with?
I would send it back.
No.
Mine.
No, I'm not sending it back. There's got to be a way to. Anyways, I bought this huge ring light because I don't have one.
Mm-hmm. And you need one.
Now I'm, I don't know. That's why we have an engineer in the building.
He's like, "You're not allowed to have ring lights. I told you, I forbid you." We're like, "Well, too bad."
Yeah, right. Thank you guys for the vibe checks this morning. Appreciate that. 72 for the high today. You're in your good vibes, Breezy?
Of course.
Yes. Tell us why.
Listen, you know how I feel about September. You know how I feel.
Do you
I love the fact that we're
resetting. Refresh my memory.
We're resetting. Remember we talked about this? We're resetting. We're feeling good. I feel good for all the kiddos that are going back to school. And also, not for nothing, but I'm getting very, very excited for our new studio.
Yeah, I see that. You've been sending me a lot of ideas over the weekends. Do you like this neon sign? Yes, that looks nice.
He's like, I swear to God, if you bring that girly crap into our studio! I was like, oh my God, it's just photos of us. So if that's femme, then I can't help us there.
Depends on the color of the frame, I guess.
There's no frame. They're canvases. I ordered 7. They actually look really nice.
Oh, great. We are very excited for our new studio. Not, I mean, not that anyone cares, but, you know, when we love our environment, we just sound better. That's it. Trust me, it's all connected. But hopefully the vibes are up on everyone else's end. I feel pretty good this week. It was a fun weekend. Had Spizzano and Sandy's anniversary party on Friday at Three Heads.
How'd that go?
It was fun. My parents were across the street celebrating their anniversary.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were at Nosh. So I called the restaurant. I was like, hey, can you do me a favor? Can you put my parents' anniversary dinner on my tab? They're like, is this Chris? I was like, no, that's my brother. Did he just call? They're like, yeah, well, he just called us. I said, did he put the meal on his tab? They're like, no, he ordered them a bottle of wine. I said, cheap bastard.
All right,
put it on my tab. So I go over to the event and, you know, my parents, they walked in, which was cool for them.
Did you tell them to? Did you say, come on over to the other, when you're done with dinner, come on over?
No, I just told them that that's where I was going to be
Friday.
I was close by, and they stopped in.
Cute.
And my father met his fifth cousin,
coincidentally.
He told my parents, he's like, yeah, I know you guys. I was at your wedding.
What?
What? My dad's like, you were at our wedding? Yeah, my dad and this random guy turned out they were fifth cousins. They went down the line. This dude, who I've never met, knew every single one of my aunts and uncles. Even the ones in Italy.
Plot twist, he's not related at all. He's just a stalker.
I'm like, this is wild.
That's insane.
So anyways, it was a fun night. And then Saturday, went and watched college football. We were at Tin Cup for a little while and then roamed around Fairport. And Sunday was a chill day with the family at my parents' house. We're just hanging out.
What about yesterday?
Yesterday, didn't do anything. Ran some errands. That was pretty low key, but other than that, it was a good weekend. It's nice to have that Monday off to chill. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
All right, guys. For those of you who haven't heard yet, the hunt is on for whoever killed an Irondequoit family and then set the home on fire. This was just a horrific scene, and there's a couple of updates that came in from last night, but we'll get into that for the big story of the day coming up next on PXY Mornings. Stay there.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station. 98
PXY. 625. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy here. This is a tough story to have to get into, but I know a lot of people are familiar with what happened in Irondequoit over the weekend.
Unfortunately.
The hunt is on for whomever killed an Irondequoit family, then set their home on fire. The father was 30 years old. The mother was only 26, and then their two poor kids, four and two years of age. Chief Scott Peters said the family was targeted, and it's a horrific scene, he said. In almost 32 years of doing this job, never seen anything like it. Police and fire responded to the home. This was around 5:30 a.m. I believe it was early Saturday morning, after someone called 911, reported a fire. And during a search of the house, they found the victims, who have lived there for about 2 to 3 years. And due to the condition of the bodies, it was apparent that there was going to be a homicide investigation. Irondequoit police and fire crews spent 2 days collecting evidence, searching for answers as to whom killed the family. Scott Peters, Irondequoit police chief, says, we wanted to make sure we went floor to floor, didn't miss any piece of information that needed to be collected to ultimately bring these monsters to justice.
Oh, excuse me.
Town Supervisor Andre Evans says, I've given my authority to the police to use every legal method possible to hunt them down and give this family justice. Peer counseling services have been made available to first responders to help them cope. And when that's made available to first responders, you know that this scene was it was tragic and horrific. The police chief encouraged anyone with info to please, please, please call police at 585-336-6000 or Crime Stoppers at 585-423-9300. You know, I did notice when they were reporting live from the scene that this family did have a Ring camera on the front door. Mm-hmm. I'm very curious to see if they, I know
if
they
caught
looked,
anything on the Ring camera.
Yeah, that's more information is to come as further they get into the investigation. But just a sad, sad story coming out of Irondequoit this weekend.
Yeah, it's absolutely horrific. Obviously, when we, you know, go off on a little bit of a break, I don't personally watch the news as much as I would if I was actively going to be on air every day. So when I saw it last night, I was like, oh my God, like, this is just horrific.
I know. I got the constant notifications coming in on my phone, and it's sometimes it's hard to ignore, you know, especially with the headlines that they use.
Mm-hmm.
You can't help but click on it to figure out what's going on in your community.
Right.
But anyone who's capable of doing that, especially to a 2 and 4 year old, there's definitely a special place in hell for them.
Full fledged monster. Okay. So let's bring it back here just a little bit, shall we? In a world full of Starbucks, be a local coffee shop. And that's what happened yesterday on the ABC streets in the neighborhood of Rochester. Hundreds of people came out to the grand opening of 2 new businesses yesterday on Monday. How ironic that they opened on Labor Day.
Right.
No sleep for the week. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. I think it was a good business move in the sense of, like, a lot of things are closed. So this is one thing that you can actually go out and be a part of and take advantage of. Montgomery Court is a cozy cafe and Tuckdale Barber Shop, or Ducktail, excuse me, an old school joint making the move from elsewhere in the city down to the ABC streets of Park Ave. So it's not the side where, like, Blue Wolf and all that stuff is on. It's the other side.
Yeah.
More closer to Wegmans. Mobar, a new mobile bar service, was out there as well. And Countertop Creamery lent a hand for the weekend festivities as well. There was food trucks like Mad Potatoes and so much more. But this was a party. And Montgomery Court slings coffee from the owner, Colin Flume's sister's business out in Colorado. It's a Denver-inspired menu that'll be served right here in Rochester, which is very, very cool. Montgomery Court will be open this week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then further on in the future, it'll be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. But really cool, really awesome to support new local businesses, especially coffee shops. You know, a lot of people were up in arms when Starbucks was put in on Park Ave just a little bit of a year ago. So this is really cool. Cool opportunity to support a local business and have some fun with it.
Yeah, keep them coming into the 585, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We love the private, you know, just the small-owned businesses here locally. That's who we love to support. Coming up on the show, we have a struggling mom who can't get any sleep without her 7-year-old waking her up 10 to 15 times a night. Anyone have any suggestions on how to combat this? We'll get to Sue's message for Parental Confidential coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98PXY is free and always will be. Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas. Completely anonymous. And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
I am desperately trying to sleep through the night without my 7-year-old getting up 10 times. I just want to be able to sleep one time throughout the entire evening. Anyone have any advice for our girl Sue from Greece?
Sue, sweetie.
Greece, discover the promise.
Right.
I'm still trying to figure out what that promise is.
We don't know where the promise is.
We still have yet to figure out the promise. Sue says, hi, PXY team. I appreciate the entertainment each morning. Thank you both. Desperately looking for some help for Parental Confidential. I got a 7-year-old that's going to wake up at least once a night. and will not go back to sleep without someone laying with her. On her worst nights, she can get up at least 10 times. When she was little, I always rocked her to sleep or laid with her, and I wish I never had.
Really?
We just started to make her lay by herself around 6 years old. We will lay with her for 10, 15 minutes, then leave and have her fall asleep by herself. But even doing so, she gets up at least 5 to 10 times and I have to walk her back to bed. I'm desperately looking for any tips. I thought about putting a reward system into place, but I have not decided how to do that just yet. I just want to sleep through the night one time, LOL. That came in from Sue from Greece. 585-252-1900. So many of you have kids at this age. Mm-hmm. What do you do to make them sleep throughout the whole night? You slip them a little Benadryl?
What's the vibe?
What's the secret here? Tips and tricks, please? We'd love to hear from you this morning.
Wow, this is a lot.
You know, that was me, though, as a kid. Only because, not because I was finding an excuse not to go to sleep, but at the ages of 6 and 7 years old, I was watching, like, Unsolved Mysteries. I was watching I was watching stuff that was definitely going to keep me up.
Yeah.
So my biggest fear growing up was just, I don't know, I think extraterrestrials living in my closet. So I'd be standing outside.
Not E.T.
I'd be standing out. That's another movie I watched. I'd be standing outside my parents' room at the age of 6.
Mom!
Just standing there. Wouldn't make a sound.
You're just eating Reese's Pieces.
Until they finally were like, all right, come on. Come on. Come in.
It's gotta be probably actually spooked of you. They were so scared.
Yeah. Not a sound, just standing in front of the doorway. I mean, how creepy is that? Let's get to some of your texts coming in. Let's go. Who do we have here? All right. Sue is on for Parental Confidential this morning. She just desperately needs some tips on how to keep her kid sleeping throughout the whole night. Her child is 7. Jamie's here. What's up, Jamie? Good morning. I do not recommend a reward system because that would not solve the core issue. And would definitely not teach her anything other than I get rewarded. The things that I'm supposed to do are for rewards. Mm-hmm. Kids need to learn healthy boundaries and self-soothing techniques, but rewarding them is not one of them.
What about some melatonin? Is that frowned upon?
They have it for children. Sure, right. Sure.
Just pop some melatonin and be on your way.
I don't know. I don't know how that works with kids.
I don't know either.
I don't know. How many do any of you, though, listening, give your kids a little melatonin before bed?
A little sleepy sauce.
The sauce. What's up, Molly? Hi, Moose and Breezy. Happy Tuesday. Don't have this fight at night. Talk to her during the day. Ask her why she's doing this. And if there's something environmental you can change, maybe a nightlight, less water before bed, maybe blackout curtains. Give that a try. Then tell her that you both need a good night's sleep and establish. Here we go. You should establish a reward system.
Uh-oh.
The first time she stays in bed the whole night, she gets some kind of reward. So the first text is do not put a reward system in a place.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second text from Molly is you should definitely get a reward system.
Definitely put that star chart up. You know what I'm saying? This person says try melatonin. Take her to a pediatrician. She shouldn't be waking up that many times throughout the night.
It is a lot.
Not normal.
Yeah, that's a lot. The poor kid got anxiety?
Yeah.
I did. You would too, though.
He's like, still do.
If you thought E.T. was in your closet, you would too.
No, for sure.
Like you always said, there's a lot of, he had a lot of horsepower in that one fingertip.
That's what I call a horsepower finger. You know what I'm saying?
All right, what are we doing? I went through this recently with my 7-year-old. I told him that I needed to sleep, and he needs to lay in his bed by himself. And I told him that he can come in my room and give me a hug one time when he gets up, but only one time. And then he's got to go lay back down. So he comes in, he gives me a hug, and then back to bed he goes without any complaint. Well, you must be living the dream, because I don't see that happening with a lot of kids.
This text.
Oh, somebody's got the special sauce.
Nope. I wouldn't recommend this to anybody. My parents put a gate in my room and then locked the door behind them so I couldn't get out because they had issues without them helping me sleep. LOL.
Yeah,
I feel like that's a safety hazard, but what do I know?
No, my parents put a gate up in my room, but it's because I kept falling asleep at the edge of the steps and I'd roll down.
Right.
So they finally had to put a gate up in between my door.
You were stop, dropping, rolling in your dreams. And also, not for that, though. I feel like it's a safety hazard, but what do I know? You know what I mean?
Let's go over to Justin. Do not give your kids any sugar or screen time at least 1 hour before bed. This will keep them up all night long. Alia says, we took our daughter to Build-A-Bear, made a special nighttime bear, and put my voice and her dad's voice in it saying we love her.
Oh, that's cute.
We said that bear would... We said that the bear would help her sleep through the night in her bed without us. Well, we were wrong. Apparently, it would go off in the middle of the night and terrify her.
Oh, right. Of course.
Okay, so no to Build-A-Bear? Thank you, Alia. What's up, Katie? Guys, consider a sleeping bag on your bedroom floor. If she's genuinely scared, give her a way to feel safe without waking you up. Okay, so that's one tip right there. You could put a sleeping bag on the side of your bed on the floor. So if she does feel scared, she can just, without jumping on you, crawl into her sleeping bag on the floor. I don't think that's a terrible idea. I guess the whole point, though, is how do you just keep them from waking up?
The melatonin. I think that's the only way. And even if they do wake up, you know what I mean? Can they self-soothe themselves back to sleep, or do they have to get up and come running into the other room?
Well, that was me. Did you sleep with a nightlight?
Yeah, I think I did.
I did,
up until a certain point. Yeah,
I had to have the nightlight.
You still do.
I don't. I do.
The space buddy.
Now I need, everything has to be pitch black. I do have a space buddy in my room. It's very impressive. It just streams the galaxy on the ceiling. It's lovely to fall asleep
to. It's a live view from NASA.
It really is. But you got to put it on a timer, though. You don't want that on all night.
This person says, I still have issues with my child, but what works is white noise.
See, white noise is great. Get him a sound machine. It's extremely soothing. Let's go over to, who is this person? Let's go over to Courtney, who says, just some advice for this mom. Anytime my kids had these phases, we set up a blanket and pillow on my bedroom floor. And I told them if they needed to be close to me, that's fine. But I also need sleep. Do not wake me up. And they would start off in their room, and then I wake up in the morning, and they'd be on my floor. Mm. Okay, so that's, between this text and then the one Katie just got, maybe that's an option to try, Sue. Is set up a sleeping bag or a nest, a nook, right there on the side of your bed on the floor.
A nest.
So they can just go in there quietly. They don't have
Not
to
you
wake
gathering sticks in mud.
Right, of course.
Us.
Oh, of course, yes.
You can sleep on this cactus.
Here's a bag of concrete. If you... You really want to come in here at night.
Make it the most gross, disgusting sleeping experience for them. They'll never come in again.
Yeah, you're going to have to build your own bed.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, those are great. but honestly, too, Sue, you got to try the sleeping sauce. Try and get her get some of that melatonin going.
The sleepy sauce.
You got to get the sleepy sauce.
Well, there's like sleepy tea or whatever it is. Maybe you can try that. I don't know what's in it. I can't. I'm not a doctor, so.
Listen. I'm not telling you guys should do this, but if you want a homemade sleep remedy, I'm telling you right now, you got to boil a banana peel. It is a homemade melatonin.
Oh my God.
You boil the banana peel and then you take that water and you drink it. And I'm telling you right now, it'll put you right to sleep.
I'm so good.
I've tried it a couple of times. Mm. I didn't say eat the mushy banana. Just boil the banana skin, the peel. Okay. And I'm telling you, it's like a melatonin. It'll put you right to sleep.
All right.
You can use bananas for a lot of things.
Fair enough.
The skin.
We'll look into it.
The skin.
All
right, guys. We'll do another parental.
The old banana skin.
Tomorrow morning on PXY. Sue, thank you so much for the message. Have your daughter build a little nook, a little nest next to your bed, and then look into some of that sleepy sauce.
This final text, this parental confidential was great birth control this morning. Thank you guys so much.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.